Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots now have 17 straight seasons with at least 10 victories. This after besting the Dallas Cowboys 13-9 yesterday in a cold, windy, and rainy Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. After sounding discouraged about the play of the Pats' offensive unit last week, quarterback Tom Brady sounded only a little more positive after the win yesterday.
I think every team develops, you know, at different times and so forth. I think we just take the challenges as they come and try to do the best we can. So it was a great win. They're a good football team, and happy we came away with more points than them.
With us as usual after each Patriots game is ESPN football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So I have to say, on the couch yesterday, I'm sitting on my couch, warm and dry, and I was cold just looking at the rain and the wind and the water dripping off the helmets yesterday.
Yeah, you were in the right place for this game, watching from the couch. 38 degrees, and that wind was really whipping through, and the game really reflected it. It was a soggy slugfest.
It was a soggy slugfest, and the Patriots have to be counting their blessings for a really good defense, because the defense won that game yesterday.
The defense and the special teams. We don't talk about that too much, but a blocked punt by Matthew Slater, the longtime captain, set up the Patriots on a short field for their only touchdown of the game. And if not for that blocked punt and the great defense that you mentioned, the Dallas Cowboys would have been the victor in this game.
So one touchdown and two field goals for the Patriots. Is that a disappointment or an accomplishment given the day yesterday?
Well, I would say a disappointment, and it was hard to move the ball on offense. The one thing that they did well, Bob, was that they didn't turn the ball over. You saw Dallas, they lost a couple fumbles, and they had trouble handling the ball. So you want to give the Patriots credit for their ball handling and not losing the game, not making a mistake. But it's going to be hard for them to get where they want to go, which is the Super Bowl, if they don't get better on offense.
The Pats defense, again, they held the most successful offense in the NFL to just three field goals. How did they do that yesterday?
Well, Dallas advanced to the 11-yard line of the Patriots twice, and the Patriots played very good situational football, holding them to a field goal on those plays when they advanced deep into their territory. And one thing that stood out to me, Bob, was one player, Stephon Gilmore, the all-pro cornerback, held Amari Cooper, one of the best receivers in the game of football, to zero catches. It was the first time he's been held to no catches as a member of the Dallas Cowboys. It was an exemplary effort.
Big picture, a hallmark of Bill Belichick teams is usually how much they improve as the season goes on, no matter what injuries come up. But after 11 games, are you noticing much improvement in this team? The offense is still kind of stalling.
You look for silver linings. You're right about the offense. And if not for last year, Bob, when they really sort of turned it on in late December, I would say maybe there would be a little bit of a reason for concern, because Tom Brady often says that football season really begins after Thanksgiving. Those are when the best teams start to play their best. Last year, it happened a little bit later than that. Some of the things that the Patriots did a little bit better yesterday that might help them going forward, they ran the ball just a little bit better on offense, which they'll need to do going forward. And like you mentioned, the health. They'll get some of their players back, like Philip Dorsett and Mohamed Sanu. Two of their top receivers didn't play in this game due to injury.
All right. And after Thanksgiving, since you bring it up, the Pats start to play some of the best teams around. They play the Houston Texans next weekend. They also play the Chiefs, and they play
the Buffalo.
Right, which are all pretty good teams this year.
And those will continue to tell us more about the Patriots going into the playoffs. At 10-1, they've put themselves in great position to possibly have home field advantage in the playoffs. And the Patriots are a better team at home than they are on the road. So I would say this, it's still a developing picture. They can still get where they want to go, but they know they'll have to do better than they have, especially offensively at this point.
All right, Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis here on WBUR, and he'll keep telling us about these questions as we go forward in the final weeks of the season.
You made a great decision to watch from the couch.